And this one I wrote, I was going to name it An Ode to the Tree, but I decided that's too trite. So I named it after the one saying that said, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, would anybody be there? Would anybody hear it? And so the name of the poem is I Would Hear the Sound. I watch as the wisps of the clouds that touch the sky vanish as easily as the bird I clearly heard in the branches. And as I strain to read the dimming lines on the page, what I already know is the tug and pull will soon subside, that the weight which oppresses will lift with the swelling sliver of the moon tonight. The alluring call to return is dampened down by the desire to remain here in the presence of you, dressed in golden leaves, all whispering the promise of your safe embrace to creatures who return from dark and solitary nights. Hesitating then in my leaving, so many have there been, with just a slant of light to spare, I return to this quest I'm reading. Soft and worn now are the pages, once surely as alive as you. The tossing branches overhead repeats the whoosh and whirl of windmills through the air. The air is colder now. Winter approaches. I can feel it down to my bones, can't you? Or does the wind not penetrate past your wizened bark? I leave you then, alone, your sap fallen low, you in your barrenness black against the snow. I want to be brave like you, take what comes, leave what goes. My trotting releases the sweet rotting smell, a sweet of wet locust pods. I pick one up and inhale deeply these thick, leathery bearers of seeds strewn here on my path, evoking thoughts of the first time I left my mother's home. It was only for the morning, and yet I clearly remember her long, strong arms high against the sky, waving me on in time, pulling me near, steadying this yearling, strengthening and straightening skin and bone, making me more like you. The road is home at last. I'm at my door, hardened from the closings. It creaks and moans and slides against the old wood floor. The strong scent of cedar drawing me in, here to this room made warm, made light by you, given shelter and solace by you, my hearth, my home, my heart.